All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One and Done, the podcast about drinking and whatever else we want to talk about.
I was going to say, is there more to that?
Yeah.
Just about drinking.
Pregnant pause.
It's about a one drink and whatever we talk about. But today's drink is from Bell's Brewing. I was in Kalamazoo, Michigan this last week. On my way home, stopped at Bell's and picked up a Duple Belgian style ale, 7.4%. Alcohol.
Oh God!
I actually bought it for the growler because the growler's no kidding. Cool.
The growler. Is awesome.
I've never seen a growler quite. Is it a 2 liter?
60 half gallon, 64.
I did 64 because I know like a lot of the ones that are similar looking to this.
It
are
looks
actually
chunkier,
2 liters,
like some sort of.
Which is actually a little more than half gallon, I believe.
Don't make me get out my metric thing.
1 liter is like what 33.6 ounces or something.
Don't.
So 2 liters would be like almost 70 ounces.
You work in the industry. I don't.
I
would think you wouldn't be asking us that question. You would be just telling us.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So anyway.
When you can tell us, you can ask your boss for a raise.
I converted my beer drinking friends to the metric system. Two down, 280 million to go.
I'm not converted.
No. Well. Never have been a fan of Base 10.
What was sad was the Caribou Coffee question for the day, the 10-cent trivia, was about Roman numerals.
Oh.
And which letters were actually Roman numbers and which were not.
All right, see if I get it right. What were the letters?
The letters were R, D, M, and C.
Well, M and C are. I don't know about
is
R
it
and
R, D, M, and C.
I'm going to go R, with R, D, R and D are not, I'm going to say.
Which two?
No, just which one.
Oh, which one?
Oh, which one is not?
I was thinking about like you hanging them in there for a minute, right.
Well, it's either R or D, I know that.
Well, you've already taken more time than I took, so.
Well, you probably knew the answer then. I do not. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with D. I'm going to go with the
I'm
D.
I'm going to go with R.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. The D.
Do you need a lifeline?
No. I'm guessing I'm wrong.
You are correct.
Oh,
you
I am
wrong.
Correct. Oh. You son of a bee.
R is the right answer.
So what is D?
Deca.
Okay.
Santa, Mega.
Oh, well, R could be Recta.
Recta, fucking
not a
rectum.
Number, though.
I'm just saying it could be.
Mm.
Maybe if you go high enough with enough digits, there's one that starts with R.
I don't think that starts with R. Unless it's R.
Well, that's only when you go up to rectum.
Well, obviously, you didn't know about the Roman numerals. That's
exactly where I went.
Obviously, you don't.
Four digits?
See, what you don't understand is that I'm using the Roman numeral system used by the pirates. So R is indeed one. I'm going to cut that.
So anyway, back to the drink. So at the Bell's Brewery, I picked up this Duple Belgian style, which was available via growler and on tap. They don't bottle it, so that's why I got it. And they had an interesting growler like filling system.
Is this going to explode or something?
It might. They stuck the growler in and they put the seal down on top, which had these hoses, and then they sort of purged it of air, and then they started filling it. And so it filled all the way up, so it vacated all of the
oxygen,
air inside
right?
the bottle, and then they sealed it. And then when the foam settled, there's a gap here, and that's probably just full of CO2. So,
cool.
Yeah, it could explode. We'll find out here in about.
Oh, God. I'm going to take my headphones off.
I'm going to take my clothes off.
Jesus Christ.
I'm scared. Put your hand over the top in case it bursts open. My microphone.
Right next to
oh,
the
God,
microphone.
My microphone.
It's an expensive microphone, isn't it? Oh, oh God, it was pressurized.
Oh.
Well, that clipped it.
I would hope so.
Well, I'll know where that happens when looking at the audio file.
Do you need a marker for that?
No.
All right, so.
it's mostly empty. It's just mostly CO2.
They put an inch of beer in it and just...
This was really carbonated at one point.
Well, now you can see you've been punked by bells.
Great.
Most expensive beer per ounce you've ever bought.
Wow, that one's a little foamy.
Sorry about that. I'll save that one for my...
Maybe I should have gotten four glasses.
Got a little excited.
Well, it's a nice deep amber color. Kind of almost like a red ale.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it is very ambery. Amber-esque.
Ambresque.
Amberis? Amberiscus?
It's better than Ambrisque.
Ooh, yeah, it's definitely a Belgian, all right. Holy cow.
Ambrest.
Well, they didn't skimp on the Belgian aroma, I will give you that.
Yeah, that was my first inclination. Is like, this is what I expect a Belgian duple to smell like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my microphone smells normal. I think it's been a long day because I smelled this, and then for some reason I stepped back and I went sniff my microphone. Went, what am I doing?
You're comparing your current breath smell. Definitely very malty.
That's the very first thing I thought was, holy cow, there's a lot of malt character in there.
Some caramel kind of comes in there. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a little warmer than I probably would like. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sorry, I couldn't. It's not like I ever fridge my car.
You don't?
I should put one in.
True. I'm surprised at you.
Actually, more importantly, the cooler that I do have that has a little air conditioning, like a little cooling thing in it,
all right,
isn't big enough to hold a growler.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Well, at least this growler.
You should use your carpentry skills to make that larger.
Say, what exactly is it good for?
All right.
So when you cut this wiring harness...
What do you mean it's not covered under warranty? Chainsaw?
Personal modification? Chainsaw.
It was a treeing accident. I swear.
The goal was to make it bigger, not smaller.
Inside the city? So I was on my way back home and stopped off. And Bell's has got a cool tap room brewery area. They've got they've got a main bar area inside, and they've got another room around behind. Like there's a hallway that runs between the two rooms behind the bar. So you've kind of got two inside rooms, and then you have two outside rooms. One is like just a patio area that has a whole bunch of picnic tables, sort of all lined up in long lines, like three rows. And then on the other side of the fence, they've got the grassy area with a stage at one end. So there's like probably a stage is about 2 feet off the ground, a couple picnic tables here and there, but then a big sort of open field, you know. So they obviously host musicians and stuff. So it's cool, you know.
So they can host the musicians and nobody's ever heard of.
Exactly. In Kalamazoo. And then and they do have an outside bar that has like four taps. So you didn't have to go into the bar to get more beer. But if you wanted to order food, you went in and ordered food and they gave you a pager and you came back and picked up your food. Kind of one of those scenarios versus like a sit down and...
Is it like a full-blown restaurant and everything then too?
Yeah, they've got food. Yeah. Like I said, it's more of a you order and pick up versus having some a wait person come and pick you up. At least that was my experience when I went. They may have that. That back room was... That second room I mentioned was hosting a special event. Hmm. And so... They may have that as more like a formal dining space normally, but it's my first time, so I don't know.
It's a good story.
Yeah. I know. I told it.
We were all here and we heard it.
But I did find, Bell's in general, I like a lot of their stuff that they produce, but I was on my way from there. I'm heading back down, going towards Chicago, driving. And I was going to stop at Three Floyds outside of Chicago. And I did because they were supposed to have these bombers. So I look on their website, and according to the website, there are these bombers or something. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just stop and get a couple of those bombers because we don't get Three Floyds here. And so I take the extra, 45 minutes to go down off the turnpike and hit Three Floyds. And I get there. I mean, it was like 45 minutes round trip, right? So 20 to... 30 minutes, 20 minutes down, 25 minutes down, and then I get there, I go in, and they're on the chalkboard. It says no bombers.
What?
Son of a.
Seriously?
And then right underneath the written on paper is no zombie dust. Zombie dust is sort of like their pale ale that everybody loves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was like, I can't even get zombie dust. Damn it. So I just climbed back in my car and drove back up.
Do you have beer here?
This is a brewery, right?
Well, they had their other stuff, their other sort of normal stock stuff that they, but I wasn't really interested in that. I wanted something different, something special. But I did stop at Shoreline Brewing. So the only two times that I've ever gone to someplace because of a billboard. First time was there was a billboard on the way up to Brainerd.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say Wall Drug.
No.
I
thought you were going to say Rick's Cabaret. No.
Sugar Daddy. Is right. No. It had to do with...
Was it Pleasure Land? I'm trying to think what the name...
And this was some years ago, their big billboard had like the largest wine selection in northern Minnesota or whatever, and that was in Brainerd. I was like, oh, okay. So I went because of the billboard. And this is because I was just driving along, and I had that inkling that maybe Three Floyds wouldn't have what I want. And so right at that moment,
that I had no idea how much fail that was really going to be.
Right. I had no idea that. And so I saw the sign that said Shoreline Brewing, and I was like,
and it really opened up your eyes.
I was like, well, I looked that up, and I was like, oh, well, shit, that's like 10 minutes off the highway. Plug it into my nav, go there. Actually, now I have a bottle, and they do a whole series of bourbon barrel aged stuff, vintages.
Really?
They go back. They've got stuff in stock that goes back to 2010, and I picked up their 2011 bourbon barrel aged barley wine. So I've got that in my cellar.
Mm.
So I'm interested in that. I also picked up a couple of their bombers. I'm trying to remember the name of it now off the top of my head, but it's an IPA.
If I ever become a thief for some reason, something goes horribly wrong in my life, and I'm
going to
hit Eric's place first. I guarantee it. I'm going to have a trailer that I am then, from then on, going to call the cellar.
Right. Some Nug is their India Pale Ale and Bomber.
Some Nug.
And they also have a Beltane, which is a Scottish ale. It's a 22-ounce Bomber. And what I got was their 2011 Discombobulation.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Which is a barley wine.
Mm. So I do like barley wines. You know, it's a good barley one that we've all had recently was
Billionaire.
The Clown Shoes Billionaire.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And that was that good. Was that fourth anniversary? Is that where was it? Something like that?
Yeah,
is that
like
the
that.
Reason?
I'm trying to think. I picked up a bottle too, and it was at somewhere.
Over the rainbow?
That is very helpful.
Yeah, man, I'm here for you.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, because I want to actually get a bottle, because I didn't get to a store in time. So I want to get a bottle and put it in my cellar for a while. Mm. Yeah. Oh, speaking of
soon cellar, to be my cellar.
So it's one of the ones that we have that you don't, huh?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably the only time in my lifetime that
right,
will happen.
Exactly.
Right. So we're
all
sitting.
Hail Eric and his wine beer shoveler thingy.
What do you say?
So we're sitting at Buffalo Tap earlier today, and it's just Eric and me sitting there, and John, the owner, comes up and we start chatting, and Eric proceeds to list off the, 30, 40 breweries in California that he's been to multiple times. And I'm just sitting there, like, shaking my head like, I hate you so much.
He's like, I haven't even been to California.
You haven't been to California?
No, John said that.
Oh, really?
I've been to Los Angeles, actually. That was the first time I was in California, and that was just last fall, actually. And my wife was pregnant at the time, so brewery tours and stuff are kind of off the
verboten,
off the tourist list.
What? Why?
What?
Why?
I don't understand.
Yeah, beer's good for fetuses. Didn't you know that? There's a new Surgeon General in town, and he's sick of the old, mundane ways.
He's all about natural selection.
He's a closet Nazi.
Speaking of things off the highway, it's like the Klaus Barbie Museum and Rat Race. Did you guys ever see that movie? No.
I did see Rat Race.
I saw Rat Race. Is that what I remember?
What is that?
What's
his name? His character kept falling asleep.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson was in it. Cuba Gooding Jr., yes. Seth Green.
Yep.
A lot of up and coming. Yeah, comedic guys were in it. But yeah, I mean, John Lovitz is in it, and they're driving on the highway in their van, and they're and a big billboard goes up, and it says the Barbie Museum, because they're thinking like Barbie doll.
Right.
And they get there, and it's Klaus Barbie, the Nazi. So they're in there as a family with all these like tattooed guys with mohawks and stuff, and they're looking at Nazi paraphernalia.
Nice.
That was such a great movie, because they end up like something happens to their van, so they end up stealing Hitler's car and driving it away, and then they get in an accident, and John Lovitz hits his face on the steering wheel, which leaves a mark on his upper lip that resembles like Hitler. They end up crashing into a World War II veterans convention. You can see where this is going.
Yes.
So,
didn't Atkinson's character win, or like fell asleep like 2 feet from the finish line?
Yeah, all the actors are trying to get to this one particular locker.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God. For this 20-year-old movie.
Exactly. For this obscure movie that no one has ever seen.
Yeah.
And even we, when we saw it, were like, this isn't very good, but there are some really, really funny parts to it.
Yeah, exactly. Acting is very subpar.
There was acting? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So anyway, you were saying.
Oh, I was just going
to
say,
We did the spoiler alert, so keep going.
Oh, yeah. Well, just as Rowan Atkinson is about to open up the final, you know, locker with the prize in it, he falls asleep because he's a narcoleptic. And his hands on the key, and he's just sleeping.
Yes.
The worst part about the movie was the ending, because they end up at a Smash Mouth concert, I think.
The ending was the worst part of that movie.
So that's how you can tell how 90s that movie was. They end up at a Smash Mouth concert.
I'm thinking of movies and all of the movies that had horrible endings.
The only thing that could have made it worse is if Sugar Ray was there.
Star Wars.
Well, maybe episode one.
I was thinking Clue.
I was thinking episode three, but you know.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
We needed a more direct link to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein at the end here. Thank you.
Wait, what? Speaking of terrible endings, is that where we're going with this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Darth Vader and the thing going,
you were the chosen one.
Yeah. The only thing would have made that awesome is if Vader would at that point gone, and then, but not rich.
Come on. No one can ever forget the
best movie moment ever.
There are so many internet like videos made from that scene at the end of episode three where he's like, is Padme okay? No! They had like him riding on a roller coaster. No!
I just remember my daughter in the theater, because we went and saw the midnight showing.
I'm sorry.
At the very end of it, that happens. The lights go up, and my daughter hollers out in the middle of the movie theater, I stayed awake for that? To which everybody in the theater burst out laughing. Because I think they all felt the same way.
Yeah.
So many.
Choices that I have. Yeah. Raising a child in this day and age is...
Disney took a dark turn killing all those kids.
Should I actually start in episode one just so that...
Oh, that could be better.
Then they go, what? Why'd you make me watch this? There's a fourth one?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Dad? No. I'm going to watch
No, wait.
So, speaking of Star Wars, I don't know if you've seen this, but... probably. So J.J. Abrams is going to be obviously directing into one. There's a contest going on, and he put out a video from one of the sets of Star Wars on Tatooine. Okay. And it's kind of nice because it was getting a lot of kudos for the practicality of the special effects that are potentially going to be used. Like, they're actually doing, like, Jim Henson-esque Muppets
instead of
things like that, and not just CGI.
Right.
They're not bringing back Ewoks, are they?
I don't know. I know. I do know that they're not bringing Jar Jar Binks back, is all I know. Oh, so,
man. If they want to for a death scene, I'm okay with that.
Yes. Yes, please. Would you kill off Jar Jar?
Who okayed that?
Emperor, I'm just wondering versus who. Jar Jar. That would be awesome.
Nice.
As Jar Jar talks to the Emperor, and the Emperor's like gets more and more flustered, going, "What the hell is going on here?
Why won't it speak normally?"
Yeah, combine that with a human Sentai pad. Why won't it speak normally?
Misa hurting.
Oh, you just wait.
Then that scene was way too short. Hell, the movie could be an hour and a half of that. I'd probably be better than
happy.
Episode 2. Of
the Emperor electrocuting Jar Jar.
Episode 7, The Death of Jar Jar.
So what are you all liking so far, thinking of, so now of the?
It's, I don't know. To me, it's not something I would go out of my way to get. It's good, but it's not like a, well, this is like a exceptional Belgian that I would go out of my way to find in a store.
Right.
It's definitely just a, I mean, it's better than Surly 7, because pretty much anything is better than Surly 7, wow, in my opinion.
Wow.
I was not a fan of that Belgian.
Lay it down.
I'm laying it down. Laying the smack down. Sorry, Surly. I love you, but that was not my cup of tea.
I have still two bottles of Surly 7 in my cellar.
Oh.
I have a bottle of it.
Well, I don't want them. I'm going to leave those two when I rob your cellar. It'll be the two bottles of 7 on tens of empty shelves.
Walks into a cellar and goes,
no! In my most Vader-esque voice possible.
No! Five minutes later. Nice. I think I'm hoping that 7 turns out better as it ages. But
maybe. I don't know how to do.
I'm going to bring it now that you've said it. I'm going to put it.
Good. As long as you don't bring whatever that.
Pour it right into your mouth.
I mean, it's not like I gag and hate it. It was just. But, it was definitely my least favorite of Surly's numbered beers.
Right.
Of which I've had 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Right, so since basically since they've been bottling.
Yeah.
Those numbers, yeah. One was my absolute favorite of that series.
Of course it was. It was like 10 years ago. Number one.
Yeah, you fucking whanny woo. Get over it. Deal.
One was my favorite. No, it was my favorite. 0. That was before it even happened.
Yeah, they weren't even like a brewery yet. I was like in Todd's basement.
Wait, that's right. That sucked. That was just Budweiser.
Two I didn't like though, because 2 was a raspberry.
Ooh,
like a raspberry, and it was like really fruity.
Was it kind of like a
oversweet stout?
Almost like a Lining Kugel's Berry Vice or something.
No, it was a stout. So it had.
Oh, it was a stout.
Yeah.
Oh,
But
if it was a dark stout, like that flavor could be good if it was like infused. Yeah, I just didn't properly, like it.
But I'm also not a big huge fruit beer kind of guy. So.
Nah. Kind of like that peach that we gave you the other week.
That scared the hell out of me.
Wow, that what?
But it was
so,
good.
So last week,
not 2 weeks last
week,
ago,
2 weeks ago,
what was the? It was a peach cider.
Peach cider from Cider Boys.
Yep. And it was funny as I handed this to Eric for him to taste, and said, "Hey, this is."
Here's a sample that John gave us.
Thinking didn't even tell him it was not a beer.
And I smelled it, and I had been punched in the face with a peach.
Yeah. Right. It was literally it like smelling a peach
So can. One of my favorite things in the world is to actually hold a peach and just smell the peach for a while before I actually eat it.
So you were masturbating while you were drinking this cider. So you're
on
saying
on the inside. The inside.
Good, because on the outside it's messy.
Right? I can't get it out of my head.
Like a duck paddling its feet under the surface of the still pond. I was masturbating on the inside. Yes.
Right.
No, I'm not going to think about that for too long.
So we're going to cut that part, right?
Okay.
Maybe. So there I was holding the peach. No, holding the cider boy's cider. And yes, it was very strong. It reminded me of just literally holding a peach and smelling it.
Yeah. So, and then I saw a six pack of that at Southland Dale Liquors, and I bought it and I brought it home to Alyssa so that Alyssa could try it. And she loves it.
I bet.
And she's like, I want to try more like this. So I picked up a six pack of their apple and strawberry combination.
Is it as good?
Or I don't know. I haven't happened. It's sitting in my car.
Oh, it's going to be all warm.
oh darn. Shucks.
Haven't installed that glove box refrigeration unit yet, I see.
Yeah.
You need a building permit for that?
No, it's not attached to the house.
Oh.
It will be. Yeah, so the interesting thing about this beer in my mind is it's almost like it's not a Belgian.
I was going to say, I don't know how you can get really much more Belgian-y. At least, yeah, I don't know. Just everything about it to me screams
Belgian.
Well,
let's give him the benefit of doubt. So how is it not like a Belgian?
It's so Belgian, it's not Belgian.
No, it's just the it's very even toned.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts out very malty and it finishes Belgian-y, but it's not a really elevated. How do I want to say that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Eric's all getting.
I'm interested to know, truly, because I mean, because others will people taste beer differently, and so it's interesting to see how people perceive a Belgian versus Belgian-esque versus labeled Belgian and not really Belgian.
Right. Right.
Mm. Obviously, it's not really a Belgian because it's brewed in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Right. Right. It finishes very Kalamazoo.
Nice. Very Michiganian versus Belgiantonian.
That's not to be confused with Bostonian.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it doesn't have that. You know, it has a very more like a almost like a German Bock malty start to it before it gets to the
Belgian?
To the Belgian, you know, malty finish. That is kind of a higher, lighter note, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that higher, lighter note isn't that much more, it doesn't seem extreme. Maybe that's part of the issue is that because
the malt, issue.
Because the maltiness is so strong, that sweeter and higher, more florally note from the Belgian at the end of it doesn't seem as much because of how malty it is up front in a non-Belgian way. That's the best way for me to describe it.
Fair enough. To me, this is kind of like watching those like ESPN analysts who like when like the least favorite part about the year on ESPN, if I'm forced to watch it like I am sometimes on the TV at my office because it's on all the time. When the draft is happening, you got all these guys sitting around, and each of them has to like one up the last one on why this potential draft candidate is like good. And they just start saying things like, oh, well, he's got good eye tracking. It's like, what are you talking about?
Well, I've seen him play video games.
He's got good hand-eye coordination, trust me. He's great at Madden, but I don't know if he's a good candidate for the Broncos.
All right, how close are you done with yours there?
I'm swallowing.
I won't say
don't
that
make
one.
Me laugh. I guess we, I swallow in my throat.
I guess we know what the answer to that question is.
right. Well, that was the end of that beer, so appreciate everyone's listening. We are done with our one. So thank you very much.
Don Juan.
Next time, maybe we'll continue the Michigan track, and we'll do another Michigan beer. I have a Michigan IPA. But,
different Michigan track.
Yeah, different Michigan track. Not tracks on my arm in the shape of an M. No. This has been Eric.
This is Adam.
And Wayne.
Thank you.
Bye.